1 Chronicles chapter 22. Then David said, "This is the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel." And David commanded to gather together the strangers who were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to cut stones to build the house, temple of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails for the doors of the gates, and for the couplings, and brass in abundance without weight. Also cedar trees in abundance, because the Zidonians and those of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, "Solomon my son is young and tender, and the house, temple, that is to be built for the Lord Jehovah must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it." So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build a house temple for the Lord Jehovah God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house temple to the name of the Lord Jehovah, my God. But the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, 'You have shed blood abundantly, and have made great wars, you shall not build a house temple to my name, because you have shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Indeed, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies all around, because his name shall be Solomon. Peaceful. And I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house, temple, for my name. And he shall be my son, and I will be his father. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord Jehovah be with you, and prosper you, and build the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah your God, as he has said of you. Only may the Lord Jehovah give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord Jehovah your God. Then you shall prosper, if you take heed to fulfill the laws and judgments which the Lord Jehovah charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong, and of good courage. Do not worry, nor be dismayed. Now, look. In my trouble I have prepared for the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah 100,000 talents of gold, about 7.5 million pounds, 3.4 million kilograms, and 1 million talents of silver. About 75 million pounds, 34 million kilograms, and a brass and iron without weight. Because it is in abundance. Timber also and stone I have prepared. And you may add to it. Furthermore, there are workmen with you in abundance, cutters and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work. Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise therefore, and get to work, and the Lord Jehovah be with you." David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, "Is not the Lord Jehovah your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? Because he has given those who live in the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord Jehovah and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord Jehovah your God. Arise therefore, and build the sanctuary temple of the Lord Jehovah God, to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Jehovah and the holy vessels of God into the house temple that is to be built to the name of the Lord Jehovah."